Saturday on KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. We honored and thanked our country's heroes on Veterans Day last week. Another important and long-lasting way to show our appreciation is to help veterans find good jobs. With us today is a WIB partner who knows firsthand what it's like to enter the civilian workforce from the military. It's David Sasek, Director of Water and Sanitation for the County of Ventura and former Chief Staff Officer for Naval Base Ventura County. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you today?
We're doing great. It's excellent to have you here this morning. Well, let's talk about numbers first up. About how many veterans do we have here in Ventura County?
We have about 40,000 veterans currently residing within the county. In addition, we have about 10,000 active duty stationed on board Naval Base Ventura County and some smaller locations throughout the county.
40,000 out of our population in the workforce. That's a remarkable number.
We have a big Navy base, so a lot of people get assigned there, and they say, I'm not going to leave this area. I'm going to stay here and live.
That's pretty much what I did.
Yeah, and that's part of the California thing here is when people do come here. We've seen what's happened on the East Coast recently. A lot of people from different regions get here, and there's every reason in the world that they would want to stay. So let's talk about the skills. What type of skills do returning veterans have that apply for civilian jobs, making them unique?
Well, they have a myriad of technical skills depending upon what they've done in the military, but I think what sets them apart is some of the training they receive in the military where they learn to come to work on time, they learn how to be members of a team, they learn how to cooperate with others, they learn kind of this can-do attitude where they, when they are assigned a problem, they stick with it until it gets completed. These are kind of some intangible qualities that a vet would bring to the table when he comes looking for a job.
I like the whole concept of that adapt and react, because there's some people, well, I don't have the tools to do that, I'll just wait. And the folks I've worked with from the military have always had to get it fixed and get it done. And it was almost part of their drive, the game, if you will, that it would, that kind of success and achievement meant something to them.
Right, absolutely. They're conditioned to just overcome whatever obstacles they face to get the mission done.
So as a veteran yourself, what was your experience in looking for a civilian job?
I had a great experience. One of the things I think that is we learn in the military is communication skills. So big part of going out and looking for a job is talking to people, finding out what opportunities are out there. And then once you do get the interview, being able to present yourself coherently in a good way so the employer is ready to hire you.
And I've dealt with some people. I went back to school kind of late in life to get my degree, and I'm sure I was the same way as these kids. It's not really a criticism of the way kids are today. I think it's been a part of our deal for ages. But the lack of communication skills was a little spooky, and because they were thrown, you know, out of high school into college wondering what they were going to do. And when we had more of the ad-lib, in-the-flow meeting-type conversations, some of them didn't know how to address superiors. They didn't know how to represent themselves in a business-like fashion. And you say through the military, you learn that quickly.
I think you do. And I think another thing you learn is your personal agenda is not always going to carry through. And you learn to follow direction from those above you and understand that you're part of a bigger picture and you need to do your part, whether you agree or not. You understand, hey, this is what we need to do, and you support your boss.
Yeah, you used to go home, Dad, they just won't listen to me. And Dad said, that's because you weren't. Yeah. It's another part of my issues. And right. The military can really help people out. Now, clearly, this isn't recruitment for the military here, but we're talking about getting veterans jobs. But it is one of the big advantages for kids leaving school and wondering what they want to do and what they want to be, so to speak. It is a great way to go through and see the world and also introduce yourself to a world-class organization.
Sure. It's a great opportunity for any young adult who's looking for good training, you know, good skills, and just an experience that you won't find anywhere else.
Now, David, now you're in the other side of the desk. So your perspective as a civilian employer now, why is hiring a veteran good for business?
Well, the things I talked about earlier, the fact that veterans understand how to come to work, they understand how to follow rules and get along with others, they understand teamwork, because because in the military, it's such a big teamwork, it's such a big part of everything we do. So people don't do very well in the military if they don't work well in teams. So when I'm looking for someone to hire, I want someone that's going to fit into my team, that's going to be able to work with others, communicate well, and just get on board with the things that we're trying to do.
And one of the things, we talked about the mud run that I did down south many, many years ago at Camp Pendleton. And what is one of the deals? You run on six-person teams. Back then you did, at least. Mm-hmm. And one of the deals was you were only as fast as your slowest runner.
Absolutely.
So you would run across the line together, and that was part of the unity. So you definitely, I even learned that, just going on this run, which was a great part of team development, and also it was nice.
Right.
You are a member of this team, and you're only as good as your worst guy, so you want to push everybody forward. That was excellent. So let's talk about Ventura County and what they're doing to help in a transition for veterans in the workforce. Are we doing a good job here in Ventura County?
I think Ventura County is doing a fantastic job. If you look around, you see different organizations. You got the Gold Coast Veterans Foundation that's very active. I just went to a ribbon cutting at the Camarillo Library for a Veterans Services Center. I know they exist around. I know Cal State University Channel Islands has, just about a year or so ago, opened up a Veterans Center for the students on campus there. There's a lot of different things going on. I know that the Workforce Investment Board has a Hire a Hero link on their website for folks to help that are looking to try to find vets. And there's kind of a matchmaker process that's out there on some of these websites where vets can go in, put their skill sets in there. Employers can go in and kind of look for what they're looking for and helps pull them together.
So what can a local business, where can they get more information about hiring, helping, or working with veterans?
Well, I would say the first place for them to go would be on the Workforce Investment Board, which is www.wib.ventura.org, and then click on the Hire a Hero, Hire a Vet website. That's a great place to start. Also, because that's going to give you more local flavor. And you can also go to the U.S. Department of Labor website. They have an online toolkit at the DOL.gov /vets, and they can follow the link there.
Okay, that sounds good. Sounds easy for anybody out there who's looking to hire an excellent worker, somebody who's really going to come in skill-based and have some excellent discipline. Anything else you'd like to add, something that's just out there when it comes to veterans? Because we do deal with veterans that are both very young and some veterans who are, baby boomers who are on in a few years who are clearly still looking for work.
Right. I think the same type of qualities exist across the spectrum of the generations. And if you can indulge me for just a minute,
sure,
I'll tell a short story. When I was down in Mississippi during Hurricane Katrina, I was responsible for post-hurricane recovery ops, and I was in command of about 600 CBs. And I had dozens of them walking up onto the base with nothing but the clothes on their back. Hey, my house got destroyed. This is all I have, but give me some boots and a uniform, and I'll go to work because there's a lot of work to be done. That's the qualities that these vets bring to the table that are so valuable to any employer. I mean, I would go, any one of those CBs would have done anything possible to help the community and to do what the right thing to do was. And those are great qualities that you can't find in a lot of different places, that dedication and devotion.
Yeah, I remember when I used to work a little low-level construction, and when I met CBs, I thought, okay, I was doing this in Thousand Oaks. They were doing it in rather hot places, both as far as the danger goes and the temperature goes. So these guys and gals can really get it done.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your service and for coming into the station this morning. We greatly appreciate it. David Sasek, once again, Director of Water and Sanitation for the County of Ventura and former Chief Staff Officer for Naval Base Ventura County. For employers who want to recruit, hire, and retain veterans, the U.S. Department of Labor has a toolkit online at www.dol.gov/vets/AHAW. You can find it there. For information on hiring veterans in Ventura County, go to the WIB website at www.wib.ventura.org. Click on the Hire a Hero, Hire a Vet link on the homepage.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
We are News Talk 1590 KVTA.